Mass deportation is a signature goal of the new presidential administration, spurring a surge of advocacy for Measure K, Humboldt County's voter-approved sanctuary law. At its February 4th meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors fielded an annual report on how the sheriff's office has complied with the law. Until now, these reports to supervisors have been non-eventful, consisting of how many federal requests for access to people have been made and denied. But with the change in top national leadership, the sanctuary report became a community forum to support the concept of sanctuary. Measure K blocks non-federal law enforcers from detaining people for immigration violations. It also prohibits them from cooperating with federal immigration enforcers, with exception in cases of serious or violent criminal activity. Flanked by numerous supporters, Brenda Perez of Centro del Pueblo described the group's recommendations.
The first point is to reiterate and contextualize the end of any type of collaboration with ICE. Again, making those exercise of memory, why do we end the collaboration with ICE in this county and how are we moving forward? Then implement zero tolerance for anti-immigrant discrimination in policing. I think the police violence could be still be a sign that is against the Measure K and against the spirit of the sanctuary law. To communicate the implementation of a plan and protocols, I think that's announced in the website, maybe be more intentional, maybe having an access in Hmong, in Spanish, how to protect sensitive areas like the schools. We talk about that in the Human Rights Commission with strong voices from high schoolers. To reaffirm the sanctuary law must be followed, respect, to avoid misinformation, to never say again the law is against us. That's an invitation to don't complain to the law. So, inviting to transparency and access to information, inviting to collaborate with Centro del Pueblo in the bilingual hotlines in case of ICE presence here, having Know Your Rights as public policy. This is part of the Know Your Rights campaign. This is part of telling immigrants their rights, and I think that's the spirit of the law too.
A woman who described herself as a recipient of DACA, the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, gave her perspective of what it's like to feel targeted.
There was a very direct path to citizenship that avoid any pain caused to me, I would take it. But it is in my organized government that I want to feel safe in, because the United States government is also a representing body of me. But it is my organized government that wants to hurt me and many others. I want to ask that the sheriff's office does work with Centro del Pueblo, that they take the time to spend more time with us and learn about us. I want to thank everyone here for their time, their energy, and their spirit. And if you can find any of that, any time, energy, and spirit to align with us, to sit with us, and listen to our stories, please do so.
As for the annual report, Dwayne Christian, who's in charge of the county jail, said 33 released inmates were flagged for hold by Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and those requests weren't granted. There were four who had qualifying offenses, but Christian said they weren't transferred to ICE. Supervisor Rex Bone noted that the only complaints about locally based enforcement actions have been in the form of unfounded rumors.
So that's the main thing I've seen here. And it gives everybody today an opportunity to speak. But I see goose eggs where anything comes into play. Nobody's coming up here. We don't have an issue except falsehoods. And I know a lot of our Hispanic community, because I can tell you that morning I got phone calls from a cross-section of employers wanting to know what was going on. And it was an issue that had to be addressed, but it was an issue that it was a little fire that was put out quick because we weren't doing any of those things. Our sheriff is following the guidelines.
Sheriff Billy Hansel began the report by saying, quote, "We don't detain an individual based upon an immigration hold request. We don't intentionally participate in arrest based on civil immigration warrants, and we don't assist immigration authorities in immigration enforcement." Also at the meeting, supervisors signed on to a letter by the county's Human Rights Commission quote, in support of all Humboldt County community members. The letter says, quote, many residents have expressed deep apprehension about the hateful rhetoric and the growing divide currently evidenced across our nation, and the board will support everyone, quote, no matter where they are from, what language they speak, who they love, how they worship, or how they vote. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.